All right, so tonight, this was, we're here in Brampton. This was Terry Fox Stadium, and we saw an exciting game between Raindrops of Pro Stars FC played Simcoe County Rovers, and have head coach Jason Beckford here tonight.
Hey, mate.
Right now.
Okay. Good to see you.
And so. I thought the first question should be your, just let's get started with your thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, please. Obviously, please got the 3 points, but more pleased that we started to take away our chances. We've played every game we've played this year. I can generally say that we've probably had at least 4 or 5 chances that we've made before the other team actually scored. So it was nice to put the chance away at the right time, because obviously that changed the complex of the game, and then we tended to just settle down a little bit there. But I thought we played some good football as well.
Yeah, I was getting worried after I saw the line score. I don't know what happened. The line score of last week's game against London, this was a great way to recover against one of the best teams. They finished. You guys were within 1 point of each other in the top, in the playoffs, and of course the surviving to that top 12, which I'll ask in a minute or so. Now, there's been some players moving on. How proud of you moving up to the CPL? Let me name them. Defender Khalil John Wentworth went to Vancouver FC, so I've seen them already. And then your own son, Ethan Beckford, goes to Calvary FC. Mm-hmm. So how about that as Simcoe as a stepping stone to move up to the better leagues?
Well, to be honest, I think that's been my mandate since coming to the club. You know, we want to win games of football, obviously, but more importantly, we want to just create an environment where we give people an opportunity to have that step up to the next environment, to the next level. So we want to do two, you know, we want to do both things, you know, win games of football and then also provide an opportunity for people to get to the next level. And those two lads, you know, did very well for us last year, and they both deserve their opportunity.
Very good. Okay, and you have, I don't know if it's like your good standing as being a player magnet. You brought in the two Cuban guys from Vaughan, who I remember, Bernitas Hernandez, I call them four names in the Lanjo, Portel Olivier, and then you got Elijah Halley from Scrisafi from last year. So how easy it is to recruit players to come to Barrie?
Well, I think, you know, most of our players, you know, from the GTA area anyway, so what we tend to do where we train, we tend to train in the Aurora area, and we play our games in Barrie. So that has helped in terms of still recruiting players. But I think the biggest recruitment tool for us is that, one, obviously we had a decent season because it was our first season, but also those two lads you just mentioned, and they've gone to professional environments. So we've already started to give ourselves a reputation of being a good environment for people to make that step up to the professional game. So I'm not going to say it's easy, but it makes it a bit easier to get those players to come to you, or recruit those players to come to you, given what we've done with those other lads and getting to the next level.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And so you just dropped that most of the players still live in the GTA area. Okay, because I don't know how these thoughts, all these new players were living in a treehouse up north. Great. I know that your team was only doing 50-50, and now, I mean, this was a huge win tonight, but do you see the other teams adapting that they didn't know you last year, but now they do? Are they playing you a different style, or you can adapt and you've got new tricks up your sleeve?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, we're a brand new team, you know, literally, I think the only lads that stayed from last year, we've got Sean-Claude Lawson was in the team last year, and we've got the captain, Justin Earl, so they're the only two players that we got from last year. So it's a brand new team. So we're forming, you know, a new team at the moment. So that takes a little bit of time for them to gel.
Yes.
But I think on top of that as well, I mean, for some reason, we're everybody's cup final. Everybody wants to beat Simcoe.
Yeah.
You know, because there's this narrative out there that we're big spenders and all the rest of it, when we're not. We just try to give people, kids, an environment to go and play football and try to do things as professional as possible. So we play 20 cup ball, 21 cup finals. We play, you know, every time we play a game, it's it's people's highlight and they want to beat us, so we've just got to be able to match that intensity, which with I think the lads are just getting the hang of it now in terms of, okay, everyone wants to beat us, we've got to match people's fire with fire.
And you've got, you're still, like this season, you're getting the biggest crowds of the season.
Sure.
As around the league.
I think we're still getting, you know, good crowds, you know, come and watch.
Okay.
And but also I would say that I think we're playing an attractive brand of football as well. I mean, I think people can see already that we are trying to play in a different way. And last year was an opportunity for us to start, but this year was an opportunity for me to get the players in that I wanted, which I think they could play a brand of football that's going to not only, you know, excite people, and I think it'd be nice to watch on the eye, but also to win games of football as well.
Okay. And I know tonight was what we call in the Credit River Cup. I mean, this was a must win, but things sort of look gloomy in that Sigma has beaten both teams tonight, and they look like they're going to run over North Mississauga. Mm. But you've just got to play for it. So I thought I had to mention it because I sent a tweet of myself posed with my scarf here. But, maybe it would have been tough anyway because the way the schedule worked, you couldn't do anything about it because last year it's four road games.
Sure.
So it would have been tough this year. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for talking to me.
No problem. Thank you.
And let me see as I...